Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris in a park on a quiet, quiet, beautiful morning. The sun's rising. There's fog in the background. And it's just delicious. A little chilly, but that's great. Today, I want to talk about superconsciousness. And superconsciousness sits at the borderline between human emotion and inspiration. Superconsciousness means that your mission in life becomes to get more done in less time. Superconsciousness means you don't waste time. So wasting time means taking too much time to do what can be done in a shorter time. I'll give you a great example. If ever you've learned to swim and or seen someone learning to swim, what you'll see is a person quite often with their arms flailing around and their feet kicking around, and they don't make it more than 5 meters. The reason is they become aerobically exhausted and they just haven't got the energy to keep going. And what they learn bit by bit, day by day, week by week, month by month in their swimming class is to slow down in order to speed up. In other words, go further with less effort. Get more done in less time. And I think you can apply this to business too. A busy person is an incompetent person. Nobody's going to give a busy person more work because that busy person is already full of work. So that busy person is not going to be promoted. I would say if anyone says, how are you? If you say busy, you really just put a cap, a lid on your consciousness, a lid on your promotion, a lid on your business. What we're trying to say all the time is, I've got extra capacity. I can get more done in less time. Now, you might think you're at capacity. It's just mismanagement and incompetence. Because if you think about certain people in the world with billion-dollar businesses who can run it all and have thousands of staff and all sorts of things, they're getting more done than you are, and they're doing probably playing golf in the day as well. So how do you get more done in less time? Well, you can firstly work out what really needs to be done. Is it essential, or are you doing it because it's your habit to overcook? And do you overcook the chicken each time you roast it? Second thing you can ask, can somebody else do this cheaper? That's a really good question, isn't it? How much am I worth, and can somebody else do it cheaper? If they can, then that's a wise thing to do. If you can earn $1,000 for your hour's work and someone else can do your work for $10, that's called a chiropractor. And finally, to do it. And when you say, I'm going to do it, you need to say, what is my priority to do it? Is it really important to do? Is it on target? Is it what I want to do? Is it what the company needs done? Or is it me inventing my own priorities based on what I feel like doing, what feels good, what satisfies my ego, what satisfies my immediate gratification needs? Because typically, when you walk in the front door of the office, you need to shift your priorities from you to what the company wants. So I'd be saying to prioritize your day by this, 1, 2, and 3. Priority 1 things to do are what the company most wants long-term from your tenure. In other words, how will they measure this year for your work? And if the answer is selling stuff, or if the answer is mowing the lawn, or whatever it is, do it first when you first wake up, when you first go to work, when you first start the day, when you've got energy. The second part, number 2, have a bit of a break. Work on brand. Work on the break between what the company most wants for long term and what you want to do. Is called brand, and that's an hour a day needs to be spent on your brand development, on modeling, on creating systems that work. And finally, do what is immediately necessary, what the clients are screaming for. Do what's urgent. 4 o'clock every day, do your delegation so that you can come in and work on the long term while your team or those who you delegate to can work on the short term. This is really important stuff. I hope you understand this. Well, I know you understand this. I hope you can apply it. That's more the point. This is Chris. Have a great day. Bye for now.